prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 September 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're in for a great discussion. We're going to talk to Dane Wigington. We're going to discuss bioengineering, and people don't want to believe that's true, but folks, it's not only true, they made treaties against it. Several of them back in the 70s. We'll discuss it maybe in a few minutes. Before we do that, though, I want to start out with some very sad news. We lost a fellow compatriot, Radio Hawk, passed away today. Now, maybe you don't know who I'm talking about, but most of you, I'm sure, probably do. He was around for a lot of years trying to warn people of what was coming in our country and in our world. And, well, he went home with the Lord today. He had stage 4 cancer, fought it quite a while, and lost the battle today. So he moved on to be with the Lord. So keep his family and his friends in prayer, because we lost a warrior. Who's going to replace him? That's a good question, isn't it? Keep that in prayer. Also, prayer for Kevin Gallagher. He runs Troopitoe Radio Network. He carries our programming on that podcast. And his wife's going in tomorrow to have knee surgery. So keep Barbie in your prayers, please, for healing tomorrow and a good surgery. Please do that if you don't care. So keep Robbie in prayers. And, of course, Radio Hawk's family and friends in prayers also. Don't forget the specials are running still. I'm going to mention it until we run out at the end of the month. On the 1828 No Ups Dictionary and the Strong Concordance. Two beautiful books, huge books. Study companions that you got to have, in my mind. And it's truly helped me understand scriptures and a lot more than that. Over the years, because I had time to use them and study them. Both of them right now, delivery price, $129.95. And folks, normally be closer, probably $200 and counting shipping. But anyway, $129.95 while they last. I just put the last shipment out, the last load out today. And when they're going, they're going. Because I think about 5 dictionaries left, and when they're going to be going. We can't do any more because unless we get the same kind of deal, we can't afford to do that and sell them at a loss. But they're available at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you call tomorrow, if Faith is around, she'll get to grab the phone, take your order. If not, leave a message. She'll call you back. She's working part-time answering the phone for us when she's not busy doing something else. We couldn't keep Lisa on because we just couldn't afford to pay full-time for something in the phone being so quiet. So just keep that in mind, please. If you call tomorrow, I hope you will. I promise she'll call you back as soon as she gets your message. She'll do that. That's a promise. Now, our guest tonight, as I said, is Dane Wigington. No stranger to this broadcast. She's been on before. He's been on before. We discussed a lot of things in the past. And the more I watch what's happening around the world, but in here in America, I mean, I'm watching our part of the country, our region of the country, go into extreme drought. In West Virginia, Our woods are normally almost like a jungle. They're so green and thick. Well, the leaves are already turning and falling this year, which is unusual. We've had a drought that's been the worst in a generation. And hot. Hot during the day and record cold in the last two nights. Now figure that one out. Isn't that really odd? It's almost like living in a desert. But nonetheless, this is, and we're going to discuss more detail, weather modification all over the globe, but I live in America. This is where I see it happening. And for those that scoff at this, let me just mention a couple of things very quickly. Back in the 70s, there were several treaties made between Russia and U.S. and other nations not to use weather modification as a war weapon. That's a fact. Check it out. You don't believe me. Look it for yourself. Look up what I knew of when I was in the Air Force back in 1967 and 71, Operation Popeye. Look it up if you don't think weather modification is real. I'm surprised people today still don't believe that. People today still don't believe there are chemtrails out there being sprayed every day all over the world, polluting our land and our water supplies, killing our lives, killing our birds. I mean, birds are scarce anymore in the hills of West Virginia. I mean, they're scarce. They're not like used to be by any means. Something's happening to our globe. And you can blame anything you want to, but I know for sure this is part of the plan to bring nations to their knees in so many different ways. And Dane, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hear you loud.
It is good to have you, my friend, and thank you for joining us tonight. By the way, I get to listen. Your broadcast plays on our station here on Sunday evenings. I want you to know that. And I usually, when I go to bed at night, by 11 o'clock, you're playing. I love listening to what you're saying. You make a lot of sense. I don't understand everything you say, and I don't necessarily always agree with you. But you're doing a fine job exposing what's going on. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your life, which is your life. Time is the essence of life. For taking the time out of your life to take care of this and warn us of this. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Pastor Butch. And if there's ever anything you think that we don't have right there, please bring it up, and we'll compare notes and see where we're at. Because
you're the expert on this. I'm learning. But you're the expert on this. I don't question you at all. I like to look things up and check things out. Not because you would never do anything, say anything wrong intentionally. I know that. So I don't disagree. I just don't always understand.
We invite, again, honest, objective investigation from everyone. That's the point and purpose of my weekly broadcast, the Global Alert News broadcast. And what we have is a scenario, Pastor Butch, that is so dire and so unpalatable for the vast majority that they simply refuse to believe it. And what we get even from degreed academicians is conclusions that it can't be that bad because it can't be that bad. And literally, I mean, I get this from PhDs. They simply don't have the fortitude to face the reality of what's unfolding. And while everybody's distracted with election theater, scripted election theater by design.
That's true.
The planet's life support systems are completely imploding. And I don't mean off in the horizon, decades out. It's happening right now. We're going to see empty store shelves soon. We're already seeing that.
Some staple
products, and that is just the beginning. The power structure is doing everything they can to keep store shelves stocked, to keep Americans pacified and completely asleep at the wheel until the moment of impact. So what we do at GeoengineeringWatch.org, Pastor Butch, is simply to try to focus on the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat now. What's happening in our skies is the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm. And even those two are combined because climate engineering has so diminished the protective layers of our atmosphere, starting with the ozone layer, that now we're very susceptible to solar flares like a coronal mass ejection. If we have a large event like the Carrington event, and that shuts down grids around the world, now we have nuke plants can't cool themselves. Now we can marry those two subjects together, nuclear cataclysm and climate engineering.
Well, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to ask a couple of questions on my mind. And please, I want you to cover all this. We're going to take time. We've got an hour. But now,
I
mentioned this before, and I want to mention it again. Now, I don't think I'm losing my mind, but we have a very low bird population where I live now. I don't see many species of bird you see here at all. The whippoorwills are gone. Bobwhite quail are gone. Red-winged blackbirds are gone. I mean, very few birds, period. And in the mornings when birds used to sing, it's dead silent. Very, very few out there make any noise at all. am I dreaming this, or are we seeing a depopulation of birds?
You're exactly correct, and it is exactly the same here where I live, where I'm speaking to you right now. I'm in the middle of the wilderness right now where I'm speaking to you. That's where I live, in the middle of the habitat preserve. And it is deathly silent in the mornings when there used to be a chorus so loud you couldn't sleep past first light. We had turkeys everywhere. There's none now. And how could there be when we're losing the staple food of birds? Insect populations have completely crashed, 80 to 90%, Pastor Butch. In fact, when you're driving through the Central Valley, the agricultural regions of California, you used to have to station hop gas station to clean your windshield from so many insects. Not anymore. They're not there. Around the lights at night, even in the middle of summer, there's nothing.
I agree. I noticed that here. Millers, mosquitoes, all these are going down.
Yeah, some of the pest insects, they're still around to a degree, but we have science statistics now. Insect populations globally down 80 to 90%, terrestrial and aquatic. So how can people not be in a panic about that? I mean, again, I'm not suggesting we don't actually focus our efforts on what we can do to make a difference and not just spin circles, but while people are, again, caught up in meaningless, scripted election theater by people who have nothing to do with the decisions that are actually made in the world, they're simply puppets. Mental comatose scenario right now with the population, Pastor Butch, is to me as alarming or more alarming than the criminals that are in power.
Well, yeah, I agree. And the reason about the birds up, I have other people I know live out on the West Coast in Oregon and places. They tell me the same thing. The birds aren't there. So it's not just here in West Virginia on the eastern part of the country. It's everywhere. But now I'm asking another question because, folks, I'm asking basic questions here because that's how I learn. And it will take you a phone call the next half hour with basic questions. If you call last night, that's fine. You got a question for Dane, give us a call at the bottom of the hour. But is the sun changing? And it's intensifying to me. The sun feels hotter than it used to. Now, is that because I'm getting old?
No, it's because the atmosphere is damaged. And what we have official agencies doing is trying to orchestrate public opinion to believe that changes like that are somehow natural, cosmological changes, something to do with the sun's activity. No. Yes, the sun's activity waxes and wanes, but that has nothing to do with the intense UV radiation we're getting on the planet right now, and it is because the ozone layer specifically is drastically damaged. In fact, our latest readings indicate there's about 30% of the ozone layer remaining. Climate engineering is the single greatest cause of ozone destruction. Pastor Butch, you remember when they blamed it all on the hairspray cans, right?
Oh, yes. I remember that, yes. And by the way, now they're blaming bird disappearances on people burning candles and using air freshener. I can't remember which one it was in particular. Wasn't Glade. Febreze. Febreze and candles are killing the birds. So go ahead.
It's just mind-numbing. And people, unfortunately, believe whatever they're told in too many cases. Single greatest cause of decimation to the planet's life support systems and the web of life at this moment in time is climate engineering operations. And that is not to say that we haven't damaged the planet in countless other ways. And that needs to be recognized as well. And too many, especially in alt media as well, want to blame everything on climate engineering. And that simply destroys our credibility. We've been, as you and I have discussed many times, very poor stewards of the planet in countless ways. And we need to acknowledge that. But that being said, from any side of the fence, there's no legitimate discussion about climate anything without discussing climate engineering first and foremost, period. And so when anybody wants to fight or argue about the state of the climate, again, from any perspective, that should be the trajectory. We have to talk about climate engineering first. There's no greater source of damage to the planet at this moment in time than what they're doing in our skies.
And how pervasive is that?
Ubiquitous. The contamination is ubiquitous. The damage is ubiquitous. We have intergovernmental cooperation, even between otherwise adversarial nations. Pastor Butch, how many people, while you were in the military, literally from, you said, I think, 7 to 71 or something?
Yes.
We had, at the height of the Cold War, we had Soviet This is historical fact, fact of record. Soviet weather modification scientists were coming here, touring our facilities, learning what we had to share.
Yes,
and
yes, that's true.
There.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Think about that. How big is this facade in even global conflicts, even things like Ukraine, and how much collusion is going on behind the scenes to orchestrate conflicts? It's like mafia families that cooperate to a point. At some point, that cooperation is going to fray apart. But certainly we know on climate intervention operations, there's absolute collusion and cooperation between otherwise adversarial nations, China, Russia, U.S. And we have an 800-page U.S. Senate document your listeners can look at on our site in the document section that specifically calls for this cooperation between, quote, otherwise adversarial nations because of the cross-border ramifications. You can't just geoengineer over your own country without affecting the entire world. So, nothing is what it seems, Pastor Butch. We all live in a giant Truman show while we're told that fluoride's good for us, safe and effective injections of concoction of various permanently damaging elements from the medical community. We're being lied to a degree and a depth that can scarcely be comprehended, including what's in our skies. We're told that these are harmless, quote, condensation trails, which couldn't be further from the truth. We have film footage up close. Let's end the condensation trail narrative right now. When we have film footage up close of these aircraft at altitude, KC-10s, KC-135, C-17 Globemasters, nozzles visible, turning on and off into the debate. This isn't condensation.
But how can they deny it? I mean, and surely the people that are doing this behind the scenes realize this is affecting their families also, don't they?
Well, again, when you have one, compartmentalization, and we have that to a degree that can scarcely be comprehended. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. And we have those in power that at the very top making these decisions, doing this kind of orchestration, do they consider the consequences of their actions even to themselves? And psychoanalysis would say no. I would encourage your listeners to watch Trinity, the nuclear bomb movie, narrated by William Shatner. And once you watch that movie, you can find it online for free. You know our species is clinically insane, literally. We are exterminating ourselves, and those in power that did that contaminated everything, whole planet, including them. So, again, that notion, and we hear that a lot of Geoengineering Watch, Pastor Butch, that, well, this can't be happening because, quote, they wouldn't do this to themselves, they being ultimately the central bankers who print the money, who fund militaries, thus they own countries. They have done this to themselves. Already, Fukushima, stunning example. Triple nuclear meltdown, no technology to fix it, no end in sight. We're building 60 more new plants. We have 442 online right now, all of which are going to go into meltdown. And I know this is an incredibly dire message that I'm trying to put forth, because no matter how bleak the horizon is, aren't we here for a reason? Did the Creator put us here just to pursue personal pleasures, football games, Caribbean cruises until our last breath? I don't think so. We're here to stand against the gathering darkness, and if that's not reason enough to live, then what is?
I agree. You know, and people say, well, Pastor, you cover a lot of topics. Do you not sometimes get discouraged? And I have to admit, there are times I'm only a man. Yes, but this is what I see, Dane. I've been promised through my Savior a new earth, a new created earth one day that I get to live on. Yes, I get frustrated. But I know the promises, but that doesn't excuse me from the fact that my duty now is to expose this evil and maybe by God's grace and mercy delay some of the consequences that are right on our doorstep by not standing up. We got to expose this stuff.
Thank you. I could not agree with you more. That is exactly why we are here. And people say they feel helpless. No one can take our will. No one. And whatever circumstances or situation a person finds themselves in, they would be astounded at the difference they can make if they simply try. And you know, Pastor Butch, I'm sure, from various circumstances in your life, and I have certainly experienced this in my life, if you simply do your best, no matter what your circumstances, do your best, and there will be help from
our Father in heaven. Will take care of these things. I know a gentleman told me I was getting ready to go into the military in 1967. A guy I worked for at the time said, let me tell you something. If you do your best, You're doing more than most, so you'll do just fine. And that thought, that really stuck in my mind. That stuck in my mind.
It is, and I mean, one moment that stands out in mind. That forest fire here in Northern California, 2008. I was on a 60,000-pound Caterpillar D6, only one on the ridge. The fire was coming up from Lake Shasta. I was the only one there to stop that fire, and it was the most hopeless, helpless feeling I've ever felt. I felt no way I'm going to be able to stop that fire. And then that calling of conscience, you have to try. You just try. And at the end of that day, with conifers blowing up above my head and the heat radiating into the cab, and I mean, it was the longest day I've ever experienced. At the end of the day, somehow I kept that fire on the side of the ridge. The forest I'm looking at right now is still here because of that. And I attribute that to help from the Creator, that I just needed to do my best. And all of us have experienced things like that in our lives, what we thought couldn't be saved or helped or cured or healed, and somehow it happened. We need to remember those things. We need to remember that no matter how hopeless, and I know that's what you deal with in your arena every single day. So as you correctly stated a moment ago, if we do our best, if we expose this and all those involved, and we're able to bring it to a halt, along with hopefully other forms of human damage, and we allow the planet to respond on its own to the damage done, the way the Creator made it, we would at least, at minimum, buy time.
Yeah, that's our prayer, and that's what we're trying to do, folks. That's what we're. Yes, folks, I realize we are promised a brand new earth, and I know that's true. But He did not anywhere in His Word tell us not to warn the people, not to combat evil. He never said that at any time. We're not supposed to sit back and just wait for the rapture, so to speak. We're here to do battle. And the dragons are many. There's many dragons to slay. I can't fight them all. You can't either. But Dane's picked his. I picked some of my own. You pick one and you fight it. Duty is ours. Consequences are God's. Don't worry about the outcome right now as far as what you can do. You do it and then see what God does with it. Go ahead, Dane.
I would agree, and God gave us a reason for a reason, and we should prioritize. If our head's on fire, we need to forget about our stubbed toe and our skinned knee. We need to put our head out. Climate engineering is that metaphor. If we don't deal with this biggest hole in the bottom of the boat, nothing else will matter. No other cause, no other concern, nothing will matter. And every single day, Pastor Butch, we know this from peer-reviewed science study. It's surfacing every week now. We are inhaling so many nanoparticles of plastic, heavy metals, surfactants. In fact, studies about 2 weeks old confirmed conclusively again that nanoplastics, a.k.a. polymer fibers, which are part of the climate engineering mix, it's not just decomposing plastics in the environment. Part of the spray dispersions in our skies are polymer fibers, nanoplastics. They're showing up everywhere in our body, our hearts, our lungs, our livers, our brains. In fact, the brain was particularly infected. The latest science study we have indicates of the human subjects they tested, Pastor Butch, 0.5%, one-half of 1% of the brain matter was nanoplastic. That's how much is penetrating the blood-brain barrier and lodging in the brain. That is staggering to even consider. It has an endless list of downstream consequences and disease. So if we're breathing this stuff in with every breath we take, how is that not a fight for life right here, right now? People should look up when they see this guy plastered with this haze that's emitted from jet aircraft. We have film footage, time-lapse footage to show how this haze spreads out, expands, cover the sky. That's the stated purpose, solar radiation management. The amount of material it takes to do that is staggering. We're talking about tens of millions of tons annually, and all of it, settling to the surface where we get, again, we have to breathe it. The rest goes into our soils and waters. It's in everything right now.
Well, you know, this is probably a bit off topic for you, but I've read on that quite a bit on what they're doing, and a lot of the nanoparticles are to connect us with the Internet, and that's a fact. I mean, that's something that one day they're going to combine us with computers, and AI will do a lot of things that we won't even know about with our bodies and our lives. But that's, I know it's not the point, not the topic tonight, but all this is planned to link up to make a final phase for the final piece for world controls. Is that a good way to put it?
There may be many agendas and objectives, and certainly there are likely technologies that are far more advanced than any of us are aware of. But what I would argue is this, that all those agendas and objectives mean nothing on a dead planet, no matter what
those
in power think they're going to carry out. When the boat sinks, all of it is moot, and that is the scenario we're on. And when people think that, and they see the, quote, science community, Pastor Butch, when you see articles that paint what seems a bleak picture, and then they say, yeah, we're going to be in real trouble in 2050 or 2060, that's a blatant, glaring lie. It's now. It's kicking in the door now on the current trajectory, statistically, mathematically. And we have now recently a significant number of polar scientists acknowledging what we've said at geoengineeringwatch.org for a decade and a half, that on the current trajectory, statistically, it is likely no one will be here if we stay on this course by the end of this decade. And when I say that, people will roll their eyes and walk away and think, nah, this person's crazy. Walmart's open, McDonald's selling Big Macs. Here's the issue. We face an incredibly nonlinear equation. The shelves are close to emptying out. They're already emptying out in about 36 countries around the world right now. We have about 36 countries descending into chaos because there's literally not enough to eat. Those in power are making sure our store shelves are stocked because they want the mostly armed American public to be completely asleep at the wheel until the moment of impact. So a nonlinear equation means that you can't look back and think it's taken a certain amount of time to reach this point, so it'll take that much more time to reach an equal point down the road. Once the dominoes fall, they fall with blinding speed, and once we near that point, and this is critical, Pastor Butch, and I'll give it back to you, those in power know that we are very near the point where the public is going to be forced to face the fact that the party's over, that the planet's life support systems are completely collapsing. At that point, the power structure will likely play much bigger cards, likely release much worse pathogens than they've already released, and the game changes right then. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes perfect sense. But to see all this coming together at such a rapid pace, you know, like you said, it didn't happen overnight, but it is gaining speed every day, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And again, it has been said that the Achilles heel of the human race is the inability to understand the exponential equation. And that's critical to understand. And if people don't stand back, turn off the Matrix media theater, and look at the oncoming train. And again, a metaphor I've given in my broadcast, Pastor Butch, is what I feel when I'm screaming at the top of my lungs every week on my weekly update. The human race, for me, is like the occupants of a car parked on the train tracks, trying to decide what station to put the radio on while the train is bearing down on them with horn blaring, lights flashing, and they don't even see it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's true. And that's for a lot of things. Climate changes or climate manipulation. Surely one of them. Folks, we're blind to a lot of things. It should be blatant before us right now. Back at the break, folks, we'll get a phone call next half hour, 844-769-2944. We're talking to Dane Wiginton of geowatch.org. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemada.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, that theme song has been my theme song for almost 32 years, and it's more apropos every day. We're at war on so many different fronts now that it boggles the mind to even try to think about it. And Dane has been chosen to do what he's doing. He's had his calling to do what he's doing right now. Now, we may not all go along with what he's doing. I'm saying we may not have time to battle the same weapons, the same enemies he is, but he's in the front line slaying the dragon he's been sent to slay. We can at least support him and spread the word of what he's trying to do. Folks, we don't have a lot of time left, period. I'm not going to get into prophecy tonight. I'm not a prophet in that sense. But I can tell you what's coming next because it's in the Bible. I can prophesy the future because it's in the Bible. So it's not me prophesying, really. It's just telling what's coming next in the Scriptures. And we are living in some perilous times. World War III has probably already started. I mean, who knows what these people will do to prolong their stay in office. We're watching a facade tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll have Trump and Harris debating one another. Folks, I know many people are going to sit there and they're going to cheer their candidate on. I got over that quite a while back. I've seen the results of the same thing, Republican, Democrat, evil and less evil. I've seen where it got us.
Yeah, you're completely right, Pastor Butch.
It's taking us further down the road. We've got to get over this game. This is not a game. We've been played like a fiddle. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dan. I don't want to get started about it. I get frustrated because people should be able, if I see it, anybody should be able to see it.
You should be frustrated, and in the theater can be very convincing. You know, from the recent assassination attempt that has so many holes in it that I wouldn't know where to start dissecting that. And they obviously they come up with events like this whenever they choose. They're orchestrating both sides of the fence, and the population with it. And this is key for those that are focused on this scripted election theater. Those in power could not do what they do without the active or passive support of the majority population, because choosing to do nothing is making a choice, isn't it, Pastor Butch? And I so
it
respect
is, it
you.
It is. It is.
For your willingness to face this issue head on, and all the major congregations here in Northern California, and there are many big ones, I've met with all those leaders. None of them, none, will face this issue. They want to hide behind their pulpit. And when I pass on data to them face to face, their first statement has always been, we don't need to worry about this. It's all in big hands. Wait a minute. You show me in Scripture where it says you can hide behind your pulpit and turn two blind eyes to this. Scripture doesn't say that, does it, Pastor Butch? It says, before you knew your sins were washed away, now you know your sins remain. Isn't that what Scripture says?
Well, that's true. And if we hadn't turned our back, we wouldn't have had 100 million slaughtered babies in the womb. We wouldn't have transgenders taking over the school system and ruining our children's minds and souls. If the church hadn't set back, this wouldn't have happened. But the church is good at setting back. waiting for the next hot dog dinner. I mean, it's what they've done for so long. That's why there hasn't been a 1% growth in the Christian church in 55 years. That's why people had no reason to go there. Go ahead.
As I speak to you right now, I'm looking up at sprayed aerosol dispersions in the sky, obviously not, quote, condensation. And you have people going about their lives as if nothing's wrong. You could light the sky on fire, and the vast majority wouldn't notice. Upon some official agency said, nothing to worry about. They wouldn't notice. Encourage your listeners, Pastor Butch, to help to use the dimming. This is a documentary we put together at geoengineeringwatch.org. It is the premier documentary on this issue. It's up to, as we discussed off air, we're over 25 million views on YouTube, in spite of social media censorship. And in this documentary, there are interviews with former government scientists from many agencies, U.S. Air Force generals, two of them, former U.S. presidential cabinet members, former Canadian Minister of Defense. The list goes on and on. This is proof positive. Atmospheric testing in a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab. All on film, all on the record, conclusive proof of climate engineering. This is a tool you can share with people to help wake them up. You can share it right from our homepage. We made this film in spite of spending way into six figures on this production. Pastor Butch, we made it available for free the day it was done. And we're only asking for the help to share this, to help wake people up while we can still make a difference.
And by the way, for people that don't have computers, can they get a copy of that on DVD?
We don't have DVDs available, but again, the link is there on the homepage, and they can share and use that as much as they want. We had some copyrighted footage issues that became a problem with the DVD production for ourselves, but if someone wants to burn one offline or online, we don't know about it. That's none of our business then, and you know, I can't intervene in anything like that. You know, or I can't say anything about that, but that's a person's personal choice. But the link is there. It's free, and we're simply asking people to view it. That would give them the A to Z on geoengineering, and they can share that link as far and wide as they want for free.
And the name of the video, again, is what?
It's The Dimming.
The Dimming.
And that refers the Dimming.
Right.
Dimming the sun. That refers to the stated purpose of solar radiation management, the officially stated purpose to put light-blocking particles into the sky, light-scattering particles to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy, which, again, that stated purpose is completely scientifically refuted. These particles, although they can and do create short-term temporary toxic cooling at the surface, they trap more heat than they deflect, destroy the ozone layer, contaminate everything. Again, this is the myopic pharmaceutical cure. Pastor Butch, how many commercials have you seen for the latest pharmaceutical concoction to hide a symptom while some of the side effects include disease, cancer, death? Who would take
yes.
that?
Yes.
Mentality, exactly.
You know, it is amazing that it's mind control. And I know this, we talked about this on the night, well, that's not the guest, Kathy O'Brien, who was in it, a survivor of the MK Ultra program back in the 80s. Very powerful testimony. But to know this thing is actually real, that this is all mind control, because we'd rather listen to the TV and the news we're saying on there than look for the truth ourselves. We're basically lazy people in America. We truly are. And some Christians are some of the worst. But now we got to go to phone calls a minute, folks. We'll get to all of you, I promise. But just one more comment, another question, Dane. What you're seeing happening now, and you are crying your heart out trying to warn people, the fires all over the West, drought in our part of the state's really bad, worst drought we've had in at least a generation. We had record highs and had record lows, all in the same week, well, the same month, I should say. What in the world is going on with that?
The key part of that scenario, the temperature whiplash scenario, is when they have some atmospheric moisture in a region that they chemically nucleate, very core part of climate engineering that only geoengineeringwatch.org is trying desperately to disclose. So So they can seed the clouds with what's called an endothermic reacting material. That's an energy-absorbing material. Pastor Butch, you know, you can have your first aid kit on your shelf for 20 years at room temperature with a cold pack in it. You mix the chemicals in the cold pack, you have ice instantly, right?
Right.
So it's that principle on a scale that's unimaginable. These are patented processes. We're not guessing. We know this material is in the precipitation. We've tested that. So they can create this cold, dense layer, descends to the surface, and creates a flash cool down, which they sensationalize the headlines on, and it works very well psychologically on people. It could be hotter than hell for months, and if they chemically cool a day or two, everybody forgets all about it and thinks everything must be fine, and that keeps them asleep at the wheel when overall the planet is in absolute total meltdown, and the most chemically cooled region in the entire world consistently between the record warm-ups is the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48 states. Why? Because that's where most Americans live, so they can keep them asleep at the wheel until the last moment. And to give you an idea how hot it's getting in places, last week in Iran, a heat index temperature, a feels-like temperature, was recorded of 180 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not asking anybody to believe me. Please search it. That's a combination of temperature and humidity. How could it be so high? Because we have changed atmospheric chemistry. Historically, when the temperatures go up, the humidity goes down, which keeps the heat index down. No longer the case. There is so much humidity in some places that the feels like temperature is going through the roof to what's called a wet bulb temperature, which means it's intolerable to the human body. And that is happening now. That was the highest heat index ever recorded on planet Earth, but only five, six weeks ago.
Repeat that. Tell people one more time how hot it was. Folks, listen to this. How hot was
it? Please, I encourage them to search this. Don't believe me. Search it yourself. Heat index in Iran, 180 degrees. Now, and we had Dubai a few weeks earlier was 155-degree heat index temperature. So, again, Americans aren't seeing any of this on the Matrix media, nothing. And the Amazon, Pastor Butch, since the first of this year, 45,000 fires in the Amazon, 45,000.
Wow. Is that dry in Amazon?
Amazon is literally going up in flames right now.
My goodness. 45,000 fires. Shit.
It's so dry that they can't navigate in the rivers. They're unable to get food delivered in specific locations. And the climate engineers can cut precipitation off anywhere they want for as long as they want. And here's the rub. For the so-called environmental community that blames us all on just carbon fuel and just the damage that's done on the planet, that is not true. Not that there's not damage done from the incredible amount of carbon fuels we burn every day, by the way, which is over 100 million barrels of hydrocarbon fuel oil a day, 26 million tons of coal a day. That's doing horrific damage, but it should and must, according to the laws of physics, rain more overall on a warming planet, not less. The only way it can rain less, if there's a factor we're not being told about, that factor is climate engineering. The atmosphere holds 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. Has to rain more overall, but it's not. Why not? Because they're spraying over the oceans as well, spraying radically over the oceans, and that's interfering with evaporation.
Wow, that is absolutely... I mean, we know this is true. I know it's true. And it's just, I'm 180 degrees. My mind's having a hard time wrapping about that. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to our friend Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello,
yes.
Dane. Pastor Butch, hello. First off, did you mention that Hawk died?
Yes. Hawk passed
away. Oh, I used to listen to him on satellite radio. I believe he was from Kansas. I'm sorry to hear that. You got one of my favorite honest and true patriots right there, Pastor Butch, along with Deborah Tavares, let me tell you. And I say that because they both don't waste my time with any useless nonsense political talk. They get right down to the problems that affect us. And I listen to your rebroadcast, Dane, on the weekends on Global Star, by the way. I only listen to Shortwave and Global Star Satellite. Now, Dane, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. It's not on the topic of climate, but it's something that's closely related. Can I?
Sure.
Okay. I'm noticing, Dane, this is another threat like the climate. I'm noticing on most of the products I buy now, whether it's bakery goods, frozen foods, cookies, snacks, even Hellman's mayonnaise, underneath the ingredients, they say in small print, this product contains bioengineered food ingredients. Are you aware of this?
Well, certainly. And there's also about 1,500 consumer products that contain nanoparticles for various purposes, anti-caking and so forth, and they're not disclosing that either. Those particles penetrate the gut and cause a host of downstream problems. So
that's my question, Dane. See, Dane, I'm sorry to interrupt you. That was my question, because every time I eat this crap, I get hellacious gas, and I was wondering what effect does this bioengineering, and it's on practically everything I've noticed. I'm throwing food out now, and I'm not buying this anymore. I'm wondering what effect it has on our digestive systems, our colon, our gallbladders, and whatnot.
Oh, my.
All bad. It's all bad. And again, it's
that's what I'm figuring. And I just wanted to call Pastor Butch to give everybody a heads up on this, because I'm throwing products out now, and I'm thinking of only buying Farmer's Market now, and going to local farmers, local cattlemen for beef, because I got a feeling if I eat enough of this, it'll have a cumulative effect on my gut.
No
so
doubt.
In other words, this is another way I think they're attacking us, not only through the climate, but also the food.
No doubt.
There's no question about that.
No doubt.
And again, when we have these particles, then based on our precipitation tests over a specific U.S. state of Minnesota, and quantifying that, extrapolating what the total annual dispersion likely is of these nanoparticles into our atmosphere, it appears to be somewhere between 40 to 60 million tons of nanoparticles into the atmosphere annually, all of it settling to the surface, all of it being absorbed into everything we eat, drink, unless you're getting water out of a deep water well. And again, inhaling is the worst form of all. We all know aluminum is bad for us, no question, but inhaled aluminum nanoparticles far worse than ingested aluminum. So it goes right through the nasal passages into the through the olfactory nerve into the bloodstream. And again, people have no idea how toxic our air is. If you take a hazy day when you can see they're dispersing in our skies and you can see it settling to the surface and the sky's not clean, go out in a dark place with no light pollution, with the brightest light you can find, aim it straight at the sky, and look straight up through that beam. You won't believe what you see. It looks like you're in a blizzard. There's so much coming down. Can't see it during the daytime.
Okay.
You know, Dane, I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago on another show. I was the one who said to you, it's amazing to me how people can go out into the streets in protest about their political candidate, but they won't go out and hit the streets for their own health. Do you remember that?
Yes, exactly, and I agree with you completely.
Yes, and it angers me because you and Deborah Tavares are sounding the alarm. And I suggest to all the listeners that they go in their kitchen cupboards right now and look at their products and see what I'm talking about and see if this food has any effect on them, because this is just another way they're attacking us, Dane.
Okay.
It is.
I got to jump. Good chance. Good call, though. Very good points.
Thank you. Now,
right.
God bless, guys.
Okay. Let's go to Esther in Washington State. Esther, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch, and hello,
hello,
Mr. Wigginton.
Hello, Esther.
I'm just going to preface this with saying, had you lived in biblical times, God would have had to really choose between you and Isaiah. He would have had a hard time. So thank you for your work. But what I found out is that right now there are six states that are working through their legislatures to bring in a ban on chemtrails. And one state that we know of is Louisiana, who's already done this, and it's illegal now. The other state, if I may say, is Pennsylvania Senator Doug Mastriano, Rhode Island Elaine Morgan, Kentucky Senator State Representative Steve Rawlings, Minnesota State Representative Jeff Dotsetz, New Hampshire State Representative Jason Gerhard, and South Dakota Senator Tom Fischke. So we are making advances through your and your partner's very hard work, determination, and faith that the people who are one with our Creator and with His only begotten Son, Yeshua, who are good people, and they're courageous, fearless. We are making headways, and it's all because of you and your partner's extremely hard and difficult work. So thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for your call. Thank you, Esther. And folks, lines are open. 844-769-2944. Go ahead, Dan.
Just a quick correction. The state that did pass legislation is actually Tennessee, and that was Monty Fritz. And we're working with a number of these reps. Again, thank you for bringing them up, Esther. And Monty and I communicate regularly. We spoke yesterday and the day before. I want to stress that this legislation is symbolic. There is no way to stop these operations. They're considered the national security, and they wrap it with that so that they think they can do whatever they want, and they have. Indeed, they are. But the symbolic effort does matter, matters greatly. That's how we reach a critical mass of awareness, and we hope to get more legislation through soon. Monty's still doing his best, and we're working again with another number of legislators, working with some of the presidential candidates. Robert Kennedy interviewed me for an hour on this subject, and he recently tweeted, I don't know if you know that, Pastor, but he tweeted, quote, "We're going to stop these crimes," about a week and a half ago. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that. Yes, I did.
So let's hope he follows up on that, because, again, a tweet is a lot easier than putting the rubber on the road, but it's up to all of us to continue to light the fire under these people.
Amen.
Fighting for our lives. Yeah, it's up to all of us.
Well, let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Dan.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, we can hear you.
I want to ask Dane, what effect are cell phone towers having on the environment, wildlife, humanity? What any damage there?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, on many cell towers, I'm sorry about the wind just kicked up here, and hopefully you guys can hear me okay, but on the towers themselves, we see frequently that the towers have a power service entrance that supplies 10 times more power than they need for communications. What's that for? So we know that many of these towers are being used as part of the frequency transmission network that manipulates the particulates in the atmosphere. Can you guys hear me okay still?
Sure can, yeah. Yeah, you're doing great.
I'm trying to be through. So what we hope, Bruce, is that the people that are rightfully fighting the communications transmissions and the damage they're doing, and they are, that they also focus on the fact that these towers are being used in many cases for part of the atmospheric manipulation, again, with 10 times more power and 10 times stronger frequency transmissions being used for climate manipulation. And Pastor Butch and Bruce, have you seen the herringbone patterns in the clouds before?
Oh, yes.
That's signature frequency transmission. Think how much power it takes to do that. And if you sometimes, depending on the area you're in, you might see perpendicular herringbone patterns, which is indicative of overlapping frequency transmissions being used to manipulate the particulates. These are all patented processes. So, yes, very damaging. The towers are being used also for climate manipulation purposes, all patented processes.
Oh, wow. Anything else real quickly, Bruce?
We used to see all kind of lightning bugs in the summertime years ago. You hardly see any of them anymore. They used to light up the night. what's going on with them? And not even too many mosquitoes either, like they used to be.
No mosquitoes like used to be. No way. No.
There's a host of problems. Again, obviously, we have a completely contaminated planet. Much of it from the climate engineering fallout. We have the frequency transmissions. That's a part of the problem. The largest single problem with insect die-off is the intense UV radiation. We're getting UVC on the surface now. That's a DNA-damaging spectrum of UV radiation. It's burning the bark off of the sun-exposed sides of trees. It's killing plankton.
Wow.
It's damaging foliage. This is the last spectrum of UV before X-ray. You have UVA, UVB, UVC, and then X-ray. So we're told that 95% of the incoming UV radiation is UVA, 5% UVB, and no UVC, of course, no X-ray. We're seeing UVB at times that's 10 times higher than we're being told, and we're seeing UVC, none of it being disclosed.
And, folks, by the way, plankton dies, the ocean pretty much dies. Good call, Bruce. Thank you. I'm sorry we're running out of time so quickly. We're down about 2 minutes, Dane. Very quick question, then I want you to wrap it up. Are they using this technology as weapons against us to kill us?
Yes, but again, this is where it's a complex equation, Pastor Butch, and too many people are trying to put it into a this or that scenario. It's this and that. They're using weather to, one, mask the severity of damage already done to the planet with these chemical cool downs and so forth to try to confuse and divide populations until the last possible moment. They're using weather as a weapon against agricultural regions to control populations. Again, as Johnson said on film on the records, the beginning of my weekly broadcast, Global Alert News, the first 30 seconds on film on the record, Lyndon Johnson stating, "We had the power to control the world's cloud layer then. He who controls the weather controls the world because they control food supplies, thus
Amen.
Populations, and we're
Amen.
Seeing it right now." And so, again, it's many, many things, and the contamination, biological...
30 seconds. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Last few words.
They can disperse pathogens, so it's a multi-level equation, many layers. Geoengineeringwatch.org, and help us share the dimming, credible data from a credible source. That's how we wake people up, Pastor Butch.
All right. We're down the last few seconds here. And, Dane, thank you so much. I'm sorry, Jam, I couldn't get to you in the last few seconds, but thanks for the call. And, Dane, I want to thank you for all that you're doing. Please keep in touch. If I'm doing anything to help you and along the way, you just give me a holler, okay?
Thank you, Brother Butch. Thank you.
It's very good to talk to you, my friend. I'll be talking to you in the near future, Lord willing. Okay. Dane's going, folks, I want to say, I mean, the proof is there. Just look up. It's not hard to find if you want to see it. But just try the best you can to expose these things to your friends. I don't care whether it's about this or crooked politics and the game we call races for politicians, folks. This game tonight you're going to see, or you're going to watch on TV is nothing but a staged program. Keep you entertained and all upset and frustrated and wanting to root for your candidates. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.